You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
25 minutes to 9 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing? What are you doing? You're just thinking about all the money you're going to spend and all the gorging of food you're going to do and all the sitting around, all the friends you're going to catch up with, all the family you're going to catch up with. Oh, Christmas. Oh, la 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 la. Not for everyone, though. Not for everyone. Christmas can be a real shitter for a lot of people. And joining me in the studio, Chris Farrelly from the very impressive Auckland City Mission. Chris, how are you?
Kia ora.
Thanks for coming in. And firstly, massive, massive congratulations and lots of love to you for what you do.
Thank you.
Throughout the whole year.
Thank you.
And what has been an incredibly trying environment, hasn't it? It seems things have really ramped up lately for those people that are taking advantage of the City Mission. What is it the City Mission does, for those people who don't know, and how long have you been doing it for?
The City Mission is the place of last resort. It has been there for 100 years. Every single day of every single year, for 100 years, the door is opened. And as a consequence, all sorts of people come through that door with all sorts of desperate needs. We're well known for our food. We are the second largest distributor of food in the NGO sector in New Zealand. That's food parcels.
Does that mean you don't actually feed people there? Just give them food to take away?
We distribute to 42 food banks all over Auckland. So packages of food generally for a family of four for 4 days. And I guess if there was something I'd like to highlight this morning, it's bringing food insecurity and food poverty back onto the agenda. These are often working people who need a food package just to survive the week.
There's a myth out there that if you just worked a bit harder, then you'd be able to cover your bills, wouldn't you? If you weren't such a layabout and a loaf and if you focused on that, you'd be sweet. It's a fantasy, isn't it?
Couldn't be further from the truth. So this year we needed data to blow that thing out of the water. So we surveyed 14,000 people who receive food aid from us, and on average, in a family, what was left after the rent had been paid and the other bills was $23 per head a week for all groceries, not just food. All groceries, $90 for a family of four for all groceries.
So this can only be getting worse with the house and property prices, rental prices going up. I know someone who's trying to find a place at the moment, and I'm sort of looking at it going, well, good luck. It's like, how are you going to be able to do? How does anyone do this? How are people surviving? It's obviously reached a point where. Visibly, the other day we went to let some fireworks off over in Albert Park.
Yeah.
And it was, like, I've done that every year for a million years since I've been here, sort of thing. And this year it was like, wow, there's a lot of homeless people in the park today.
And that's really
become a very visible, very in-your-face situation, hasn't it? Does that mean people take notice of it more, or does that mean people ignore it even more sometimes because it can be a bit scary?
Yeah. Homelessness is very visible, but it's only the tip of the iceberg, what we see. Just at the moment, every single day outside the Mission in Hobson Street, there are hundreds and hundreds of people queuing since midnight for a little bit of food. Not just a few. You go there now, and it looks like a foreign refugee camp. You cannot believe this is New Zealand. And just look at those people who've sitting there in shame. I mean, on Hobson Street, being glared at, laughed at.
They're not there because they're going, oh, what's going to be easier?
No.
Sounds like the Mission for them to open. It's not like that, is it?
No. They're generally mums, and 83% are women, generally mums, and a lot of
83% are women.
Yeah, and a lot of grandmothers looking after kids. Jesus. So that's the reality. It's suddenly concentrated at this time of the year. It's there all the time, as you say, but now it's like the magnifying glass is on it every day. Why are they there? They're there for a pretty simple food parcel.
Yeah.
They can go into a present room and pick a present for their kids and take some wrapping paper and take it home and wrap that present themselves.
Yeah.
And so for that moment, that one day, those kids can be like other kids in New Zealand. So, food poverty is also about social exclusion. People, it's not just about hunger in their belly. So they're excluded. They can't go to parties. They can't have mates over, all that stuff, because there's nothing in the house. But this one day, they can be kind of like the rest of us and have something. And also work and income come onto site, and there's some emergency benefits are given out to some people as well.
I can't tell you how grateful we are speaking on behalf of those people who are grateful, for what you guys do up there and how important it is and just how how mind-blowingly heartwarming it is that you do it. And it's an ongoing thing, happens every single day.
Every day.
Obviously more people around this time of the year. This time of the year need a little bit of help.
We do. Yeah. We do. We do need help. And by the way, the heartwarming thing for us is the help we get. We see generosity and compassion on a scale that few New Zealanders see. Every day there's hundreds and hundreds of people helping us, and we do need help.
It's not just like there's 50 of you there doing it who do it every day. There's a huge branches out over all sorts of people,
thousands of people. So we're just saying this at this time. We've got this appeal on the Auckland City Mission website, Become
Which
Someone's
is,
Angel.
What's the website?
AucklandCityMission.org.nz.
That wasn't my voice, by the way. I tried, but I can't kind of get there. So we reach out and we do get a lot of help, and which we're really, really grateful for at the moment.
So you're just asking people to go onto the website and maybe make a donation?
Yeah, we have to buy a lot of stuff at the moment. The food packages are prescribed, and so we get a lot of food donations, but then we have to make up stuff to actually complete them. And of course, we're moving towards, we've got 2,000 people coming for lunch on Christmas Day.
That's amazing.
And that's a pretty big thing to organise as well at the moment.
And there's heaps of volunteers come in for that as well, don't they?
Hundreds and hundreds.
With the money that people donate, that goes straight into the food parcels and the...
Yeah, it does, but it's also post-Christmas. We're finding that, you know, there's this pre-Christmas thing, but then the wheels really start falling off come about 1 January, and there's another big kind of wave of need that hits us.
There's no work.
The kids, you know, things are starting to get rough around the edges.
Yeah.
A lot of the families that we're working with, the dads are in prison, so, you know, things are really tight for the mums who are trying to hold things together at that time.
I was just looking at our great city today, and I was thinking, oh, look at that. We've just got that cool new viral ad for getting more cops.
Yeah.
But we can't get any teachers.
Something wrong there.
Yeah. Some
good news story is this year we're starting to house Auckland's longest tomb chronic homeless. People have been on the street for over 20 years.
What's led to that?
It's called Housing First. It's the initiative, national initiative, finally to end homelessness. Not just manage it, not put up a temporary shelter, not put people in a motel overnight, but let's give everybody a home first and foremost, and wrap services around them. So we're starting with the hardest, not the easiest. People who've really been long-term on the streets, a lot of mental health, addiction. So much
of those, that homelessness thing is mental health.
Absolutely.
Tied into the mental health thing, isn't it?
Not just mental health, it's often trauma.
Yeah.
If you ask the story, what's behind the mental health? Something really awful's happened.
Yeah, we talked about that with the Prime Minister, actually, about how when you see someone asleep on the street, that is at the very end of a very difficult journey,
and
we need to figure out where that journey starts, I guess. If people wanted to volunteer and be part of the Auckland City Mission, how do they do that?
They call the mission. Generally, we've got somebody who can arrange for volunteers when they call us. Just bear with us. If you call today, she's probably a bit hairy. Things are very busy up there at the
moment. Just think about how long you sit on hold for Vodafone or something like that, and just do the same favour to the mission.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what about funding? Are you guys funded by the government at all?
90% of our funding comes from the streets of Auckland for our appeals. 90%.
See?
We get we're the people's place. We're Auckland's conscience and hands and heart. So the government funding we get, the little bit we get, goes straight really into the medical centre. We have a big medical centre there, and that's the normal funding that medical centres get. Except ours takes about twice the amount, which we just to have that medical centre going there.
Right, as you say, after January gets when there's another dip there. What sort of Is it just an ongoing, is that sort of what you guys are doing, ongoing, feed these people, feed our friends that are homeless, and keep them healthy, that sort of thing? Or is there anything else you're trying to achieve above as well?
Yeah, it's more the other thing. We've got a big social work team. We start working with people, getting them into homes, getting them into jobs. It's not just the ambulance at the bottom of the cliff stuff at all. Giving somebody a hand up is more important than give somebody a hand, and it's really that next step that's cool. Important.
Cool. If you're going to donate any money to anybody ever in the next year, then surely this is one of the best reasons to donate money. Chris, what you guys do is amazing.
What we do altogether.
Chris.
You guys are doing it, so thanks. The Mission's Christmas Appeal started last Wednesday, so you, listener, can be part of this as well if you log on to aucklandcitymission.org.nz. And as well as continuing to be there every day for Aucklanders in need over the course of the next year, you will help provide over 4,000 Christmas emergency food parcels, 8,000 presents to Auckland children who would have otherwise gone without, and 2,000 at your Christmas lunch.
Great lunch.
Ho, ho, ho.
Get in.
Hey, we should mention as well, too, there has been sort of a bring a can, bring some food in the past thing. But really, the best way to help is to just offer a bit of cash, isn't it?
This week it is, yes.
Yep. But if you can help at any other time, I'd love to hear from you. Thank you, Chris, so much for coming in. I know you're busy. Chris Farrelly, Auckland City Missionaire.
Thanks, everyone.
Can you call yourself that, the Missionaire?
Missioner.
Missioner.
But I'll call myself it. I've been called a lot of things, so it's okay.
Thanks very much, Chris. Thanks, Merry Christmas to you, my good friend. Thanks.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.